extras and free shipping. Call 800-566-4017. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-566-4017. That's 800-566-4017.
Do you have $10,000 or more in past due federal student loans? Well, you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. And the sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about your student loan payments. If you have more than $10,000 in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-506-5810. 800-506-5810. Completely wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call now. 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Play.
I'm Rick Jackerman. Justin Verlander has been incredibly durable over his 10-year career, throwing over 200 innings in each of the last 8 years, but today he's going on the disabled list for the first time and will miss opening day. Former Cy Young Award winner and MVP has soreness in his triceps. He might be able to make his first start in game number 6, as the move is retroactive. The A's won't have Coco Crisp in the leadoff spot for a while. The center fielder will have arthroscopic elbow surgery and miss 6 to 8 weeks. The NBA season is winding down, and if it ended today, the Heat and Cavaliers would meet in the playoffs. They'll meet tonight in Cleveland. LeBron James said even though they have a comfortable lead for the second spot, they're certainly not going to cruise into the postseason.
Every game for us is crucial. We don't have time to... take a step backwards. We just don't have it. It's our first year together. We have to continue to work our habits, which we did in March, which we've done since the All-Star break. So, we got to try to continue.
The Rockets go for their second straight in Dallas, which is looking to seal a playoff berth. Houston is currently third in the West, but could still jump up a spot. Dwight Howard is expected back in the lineup tonight. And head coach Kevin McHale said everyone's health is paramount to their success in the postseason.
We really need to get, Dwight playing where we're not having back-to-backs and having to do all this. Deciding what game he's going to play, what game he's not going to play, and get in a rhythm and as a team.
The Warriors are back home after a perfect 4-game road trip. They've won 10 in a row and host the Suns. NIT Finals tonight at Madison Square Garden featuring Miami and Stanford. Greg Marshall returns to Wichita State, agreeing to an extension after overtures from Alabama. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Hey, this is Tiki Barber.
And this is Brandon Tierney, and we're going to Indianapolis, packing up the shop and hitting the road, going to the Final Four. Join us tomorrow from 9 to 12 Eastern
on CBS Sports Radio.
Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up? It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. I want to point out, here's what you learn to not do. Okay? What you don't do, Ben Howland said that he took a charge on me when we first met at Fontana High School. Fontana, for people who aren't from Southern California, is in the Inland Empire. I've never been to Fo-Hi. I know about Fo-Hi. I think I've played against guys from Fo-Hi. But I've never been to Fontana High School. Fountain Valley High School, which is like, 20 minutes from where I grew up, Now there, when I was in third grade, a guy named Wayne Marino used to pick us up in his Toyota truck, and we'd sit in the back, and then we'd go to their camps and to the modern day camps and learn about basketball. So that's how far back we go back. This is an interesting time of year because there's like a dance that's done by so many coaches. And the dance that's done is, you know, do I legitimately want to leave or do I just want to get a new contract? And if you get a new contract, do you want to get the type of new contract that will pay you handsomely, but so handsomely that people will hold it against you, or so handsomely that you can never be bought out of that contract? Who doesn't want to make more money? Hey, what if I told you you could pay more money to do the exact same job you've been doing and doing well? Cool. How do I do that? Well, it's kind of a game you go through. So here's kind of the litany of things that have happened here recently. Apparently, Greg Marshall was approached by Alabama. Most people thought he was going to get a home run offer. He turned down the home run offer and then re-signed with Wichita State with no hometown discount, $3.3 million. That's a lot. That's a lot in Wichita. That's a lot anywhere. Texas has still not been named a head coach, although people continue to think it's Shaka Smart. Travis Ford was retained at Oklahoma State instead of them buying out his $9.6 million buyout. And there have been some other coaching moves as well. But the one that caught people's eye and the one that people say, he'll never be there the whole time, is our next guest, who, of course, once again won his conference tournament. He's taken his team to the Sweet 16 previously. And Ben Jacobson off a 33-win season?
31.
31-win season. Almost won you two more games, otherwise you'd be here.
We'll take it.
Yeah, you'd definitely be here. Ben Jacobson joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show. Okay, so this is actually your second 10-year deal, isn't it?
It's actually third.
Your third 10-year contract?
Yeah, I was the second one was through 2023, and this one now puts us through 2025.
Okay, so here's what people think, though. People think, like, 10-year contract, he'll never live up to it. Take me through. Season ends. You're a guy from the Midwest, from North Dakota. This has been the only place you've been a head coach, but obviously you're well-respected, not just because of this run and this 31-win team and this Valley Championship team, but because you've done it previously as well. It's the repetition of success means, hey, it's not just one group of guys. It's not just, you know, catching lightning in a bottle. Take me through the process of deciding to re-up and sign another long-term deal.
In 2010, 2011, the one that we went the farthest down the road with was Texas A&M, and I know you and I have talked about that.
Sure.
What that did was, it was the first time I'd gone through that. The first time that I had really thought about, okay, what's this big, as you were just describing before I came on, what are all these numbers mean, and what's this big deal going on in college basketball? And it's the first time I'd thought about it in those terms. I'd always just thought about coaching basketball, right? And going through that, I learned a lot about Texas A&M, and they got a lot of great stuff. But I also thought more about our place and the things that we have and what are we going to have to do to move it forward. Those are the things that, you know, at the end of the day, it feels like this is the perfect fit. But at the end of the day, we have to move forward. If everything was the same as it was 10 years ago when I was just getting started, was Mac's assistant and then just getting started, nothing had changed resource-wise.
Mac being Greg McDermott, the head coach of Creighton, just for people that know.
Then it would be hard. Yeah, competitively, I want to win. You know, I want to win our championship. I want our guys to win our championship. I want them to experience it. So things have changed from a resource standpoint, and that has helped get us to this point. You know, my numbers have changed, Doug, but and I'm glad. You know, it isn't that I don't like money, as you said.
Yeah. Right.
We do. My wife and I do. We understand it. We know it means something. But the resources have changed and allowed us to – we can do some things now that we couldn't do 5 years ago, that we couldn't do 10 years ago, and that's
which
a
is,
big deal.
Like, which is what? To somebody sitting at home, you had the McLeod Center, which is a beautiful state-of-the-art arena. It's as nice as anyone's at your level in the country, and unlike so many of the other, like, high-major big arenas – I think having been there, again, granted, having been there when it was just completed, right, the fans are still right on top of the floor. Like, one of the mistakes is people get a big building and it's too big and you can't fill it. And then it's also too impersonal and it feels a little sterile. You know, some of those Big Ten, Ohio State's building, the Schottenstein Center, for example. Beautiful, huge building, but the old place was right on top of you. Your place is right on top of you, and it doesn't feel too big that you can't fill it. So what are the other things that when a coach says, I want to stay, but I need the resources, you know, outside of getting kids in school, what are those resources?
Yeah, the things that have changed most for us this past year, just as our season got started, we finished completion on a new film room, new players lounge, and the players lounge is the first time we've had that. And having never had one, you know, I just thought, you know, we're going to figure out how to get our team good, and we're going to figure out how to do well. It'd be nice to have a players lounge, but now having had one for even though it's been 6 months, it's made a tremendous difference for our guys. Before, with nowhere to go, practice gets done, and immediately they head off to their own apartments and